You're listening to a Discovery Channel Radio podcast. You can download more podcasts by visiting Discovery Channel Radio at discovery.com.
Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, that's me.
Welcome to another world, land of eternal damnation.
Nice. You know, I thought you'd be taller.
Silence! Here you will only suffer. I will now force you to eat horned goat's bladder, boiled in bile.
Not bad. I'd hit it with a little more salt.
Really? I used salt. Then open your mouth and gag on the poison entrails of Gehenna!
Fried it.
What?
In Thailand. Hey, is that Stalin?
Hold him down and make him drink Gorgon blood from the cup of hell.
You can just hand me the cup. Now that's good Gorgon blood. Hey, you guys got any putrefied serpent brains back there?
Sorry, we're fresh out.
Oh, that's a shame.
Anthony Bourdain, no reservations. A new kind of travel show, Mondays at 10, only on the Travel Channel.
Let's see, I've been a chef for 28 years. Now, cooking, professionally, is about total control, total dominance, total mastery of one's entire environment, meaning the things you work with, the ingredients you work with, the people you work with. Eating well, on the other hand, is entirely about submission. It's about sitting down, relaxing, looking deeply and longingly into your host's eyes and saying, give me your best shot, I don't care. Lay back, take the ride, let it happen. So, what are some of my favorite things to eat? You know, my death row meals or things I love. I think you'll notice that none of them involve twee little stacks of tall food or anything involving a squeeze bottle, truffles, or foie gras. Favorite thing on earth? Roasted bone marrow. Just give me a nice hunk of roasted bone marrow in the bone, a spoon, a piece of toasted baguette, and some good sea salt, preferably sel gris from Brittany. I'm a very happy man. Something else I love? Really good, buttery, unctuous Toro tuna. Raw. Oh man, that's a good thing. What else would I like? Well, a simple bowl of pho, spelled P-H-O, the Vietnamese, a little bowl of noodle soup in Vietnam on a low plastic stool, or even delivered to my death row cell. That would be a good thing. A good bowl of pasta pomodoro, made by somebody who actually understands how to make pasta. It's really an outrage in this world how many people, perfectly competent cooks, insist on ruining pasta. Why is that? It's so simple. Tomatoes, garlic, a little basil, some olive oil, and some pasta. Why, I ask you, do people insist on drowning their pasta in sauce, washing that lovely starch off? But I digress. Pasta pomodoro, just a good bowl of that. That would make me very happy. What else is good? A good pastrami sandwich. A New York pastrami sandwich. Something we do well and nobody else does well. A good toasted bialy, also a thing of beauty. A good submarine sandwich. Some good fish and chips. Nachos have been ruined for me by all of the people who do them so badly, you know, squirting that foul, psychedelic orange lava on indifferently broiled, you know, chips that came in a bag. It's really kind of... Do they make nachos in Mexico? If they do, they're not like anything you see at, you know, TGI McFunsters in New York. No. Nachos, not a good thing. You know, people ask me all the time, they say, Tony, what's on your iPod? What is it you're listening to all the time at inappropriate moments? Well, what's on my iPod? Let's see. Modern Lovers, Pablo Picasso, Richard Hell and the Voidoids, Blank Generation, Depeche Mode's version of The Stooges' Dirt, Isaac Hayes' Walk On By, Motorhead, Ace of Spades, Donovan's Season of the Witch, let's see, Pearl Jam, Black, I love that album, very sad song, Sly and the Family Stone, off the Fresh album, again, take your pick off that album, one of the great albums of all time. Have I mentioned the Ramones yet? Can't forget the Ramones, greatest band ever, greatest musicians ever, most important musicians since Beethoven, pretty much pick your song there. I don't want to walk around with you, I don't want to walk around with you, I don't want to walk around with you, so why you want to walk around with me? Do lyrics get any better than that? Joey Ramone, probably the most important musician since Beethoven. Anything but the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Oh, the Dead Boys, Sonic Reducer. I mean, how good can a song get? The Stooges, I Want to Be Your Dog, Iggy Pop, New Values. Will Iggy Pop ever die? God, I hope not. But he will have to put his shirt back on, I'm guessing, pretty soon. Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues, Isaac Hayes, long version of Burt Bacharach's Walk On By, just fantastic. Oh, Sister Morphine, you know, great song. Monkey Man, also great song. Last great Stones album, let's face it, was Let It Bleed. After that, it was, you know. Keith Richards can continue to make music in a dignified way forever. In fact, every day that Keith Richards still walks this planet is sort of an affirmation of all of my deeply held beliefs, hopes, and aspirations. Are you aware of my Billy Joel rule, by the way? Generations of cooks have always understood in my kitchen, because it's in the original briefing when I introduce them to the rules, the absolute hard and fast rules of working in my kitchen. You will always show up in time. You will not be late. If you are late, I will send you home without pay. Second time you're late, you are fired. Rule number two, there will be no Billy Joel and no Grateful Dead in my kitchen. I catch you visibly enjoying Billy Joel or the Grateful Dead anywhere, in any area that I control, meaning my kitchen, you, my friend, are fired. Let's talk about authors, shall we? Favorite authors. Well, favorite books. The Friends of Eddie Coyle by George V. Higgins. Best crime novel ever written. Graham Greene's A Quiet American. I read it every year, especially when I'm in Vietnam. Let's see. Under the Volcano by Malcolm Lowry. It's a monster. Hammett or Chandler? Ross McDonald. Let's see. Other crime writers I like. Charles Williford, Daniel Woodrell, George Pelicanos. George V. Higgins. Got to keep coming back to George V. Higgins. That Friends of Eddie Coyle, the best. You could smell the beer on that book. It's just so, so good.
Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations. A new kind of travel show, Mondays at 10, only on the Travel Channel.